Logan Drury, and I'm a sophomore here at OU, and this is my 180 story. So my whole life before college, I pretty much had zero spiritual background. Coming into my freshman year of college, I was a good kid, by the world's definition of it at least. I had straight A's, never got in any trouble, never drank, never smoked, never partied. I was pretty good at sports, and I had a good amount of friends. So this caused me to have this belief for my whole life that I had it all figured out. I knew it wasn't perfect, but I thought that compared to others, I was doing really well, so why did it even matter? I knew it was broken in a lot of areas in my life, but as long as other people couldn't tell, and if I wasn't as broken as everyone else, then who cared? It was this thought process that led me to never even really think about growing up, what happened after death, or why I was on this earth, or the fact that I actually am filled with sin in all areas of my life. I was just too infatuated with myself. I just thought that I was better than all of that, and I didn't need a savior because I lived a perfect life, and I had a perfect life coming up. And so, like many of you guys coming into college on the first day of classes, I answered a questionnaire from Crew. Not long after, I got a text from a staff member, and I ignored him because I thought I didn't need any of that. Next, I ran into an old friend from high school on campus, and he asked to meet up and get some coffee and talk about this religious organization he was in and talk about joining a Bible study. I'm going to be honest, kind of zoned out whole time, didn't really pay attention, didn't care at all about their study they invited me to, and I kind of knew right then and there that I was never actually going to go to one of those. I mean, it was nice to see an old friend, but again, really had no interest. However, my friend kept inviting me. Turns out he's actually really annoying, I just made up excuses every week. Different reasons why I couldn't come to study over and over and over again. And eventually, I just ran out of excuses, so I just ghosted him. Stopped responding entirely. I was about to block him, really. But one week, he told me that their study was going to have this drink called Arnold Palmer. And if you know me, that's pretty much all it took. And so I went, because I wanted some Arnold Palmers. So I went to the study. I never owned a Bible. I didn't have a Bible, so I just sat there, grabbed some RNEPs, and listened. And it went well, but I didn't talk much, and I left. And as expected, Mitch, who could have guessed it, invited me again. But this time, they didn't have any Arnold Palmers, so why would I go? I didn't have any logical reason for me to show up again, but I still came back. Honestly, if you'd asked me why I went back at that moment, I probably couldn't have told you. So then a few weeks later, Mitch asked me to sit down with some of his friends and talk about this thing called Fall Retreat. And at this point, I still didn't have my own Bible, and I still hadn't been to one of these. I hadn't been to 180 yet. And honestly, what he was telling me about, being stuck in a place for 3 days with a bunch of Christians and no cell service in the middle of nowhere, kind of sounded like a horror movie to me. But once again, with really no logical reason for me to say yes, I still went. And the day before this fall retreat, me and a girl I'd been talking to for about a year at this point stopped talking. I was devastated. But that Thursday night, I'd already agreed to go to this 180 for the first time because I needed a Bible, and I knew that there were Bibles here. I didn't want to go at all, but I went. So I went, sat for the songs, got my Bible with my friend, and then I left. I went and spent that night at Court Street because I figured that's what other people did when they were heartbroken. And so that next day, on the first day of fall retreat, I was hungover, depressed, and honestly, the last thing I wanted to do that weekend was spend at a fall retreat. The entire car drive there, I was just dreading the weekend I had ahead of me and just drowning in my misery and sorrows. Honestly, my plan was just to stay as far away from everyone and just get through the weekend as quickly as I could without interacting with people and just sitting in by myself. But if you guys know the people at Crew, My plan did not work very well. I ended up having an absolute blast the entire weekend, and I got to meet and know many of my best friends to this day. I think I had 3 hours of sleep total for the whole weekend, but it didn't matter to me at all. And it was on that first night that I heard a message from Jason Hoffman about the parable of the soils. He asked us to think about which soil our faith was planted in, and listening to him talk about that, I quickly realized that I didn't have any soil because at this point, I hadn't even tried to plant my faith yet. It was then and there that for the first time I realized like how dire of a situation I truly was in. I really was broken. I wasn't perfect, and I needed a savior, and I needed one badly. I finally realized that I had this gaping hole in my life that I was always too prideful to recognize I had in the past. So following this conviction, I prayed to Lord Jesus and accepted him into my life and confessed my need for his death on the cross and the forgiveness that comes with it. Ever since Final Tree, I've been in a downhill sprint towards the Lord, and running right alongside me are all the friends that I met at Fall Retreat. No matter where you're at spiritually, I just want to invite you to seriously consider getting out of Athens for a weekend and coming and checking out Fall Retreat, seeing how God can use that weekend in your life. I had no idea, but I still went. I took a step of faith, and I seriously recommend that you guys do too. My name's Logan, and that's the brief story of how Jesus turned my life around.